So good morning. I am Flore Harley, and I am here with my colleague Jean Monnier to present you a way to enhance the video call experience by using the flexible forward error correction. We work in the Beldon Communication Company. This company has developed the LeanPhone product, that is a soft phone open source to make some video and audio calls. And it works on several platforms. So today I will explain to you how we implement the forward error correction for our video calls, why we choose to use the flexible FEC scheme. I will explain to you how it is described in the RFC 8627, how it has been developed in our products, and I will show you some results. So at first, let's talk about the forward error correction. If you see this real schematic way to represent a video call, you have at first two people who share a video call. On the sender side, you have a device that captures the video. The signal is encoded here by a video encoder that transforms the signal into frames. And those frames are split into packets that will be sent to the receiver through a video stream on the network. On the receiver side, the packets are collected and decoded, and the frame are recovered back, and the signal is displayed, and the receiver can see the video. In the case of the video call, we are in a real-time context, so we work on the RTP, real-time transport protocol, that describes how you can send video or audio with the internet. This protocol describes the format of the RTP packets, and it is more reliable than the UDP because, for example, you don't have latency problem that is adapted for real-time communication. Unfortunately,